Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Here we go again from Nashville. And our guest this week is an American musical icon. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, successful actor, and appearing, by my count, in more than 89 movies. You may know him better as a composer of songs like Me and Bobby McGee, Help Me Make It Through the Night, and For the Good Times. By now you know I'm talking about one of the greatest talents to ever come out of Nashville, Kris Kristofferson.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of our program. This episode is a memorial tribute to Kris Kristofferson, who we got the news passed away on September 28th, just a few days ago, at his home in Hawaii at the age of 88 years old. Songwriter, actor, singer, and guitarist. Kristofferson was an important figure in the development of outlaw country music in the 1970s, a group who established our artistic freedom outside of the Nashville establishment and blazed a path that is still being traveled today. He was an actor, of course, composer of songs that were covered by many, many artists, and is just a familiar face all across decades and decades of music. He even once starred in a movie with Pee Wee Herman. I think he is a very important figure in the history of music, country music, outlaw music, alt country, of course, it trickled down to, and cinematic music as well. Playing memorable characters in movies like A Star Is Born. And while Kristofferson did record his own solo material and his duets that he did, some with his wife Rita Coolidge, are striking, he probably is best known for writing songs that others turned into iconic pieces of music. And before we go into some of the details of his remarkable life, and it really was a remarkable life, I'll tell you about my experience with one such Kristofferson song performed by another artist. And that song is Sunday Morning Coming Down by Johnny Cash. I heard it as a kid when my mom played Johnny Cash records. And I didn't get really at all the fact that, you know, there was this whole thing in there about the narrator being hungover and, you know, he'd smoked his mind the night before and, you know, all this stuff that as an adult and as I grew up, I get the kind of feeling, of course, it's happened to me many times of Sunday morning coming down on you, but after Saturday night. But the images were amazing in that song and are a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. And the one that really got me and I couldn't get out of my mind was the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And I knew that smell. It is a Sunday smell. And I really related to that from my grandmother doing the same thing. And I could just vividly see those things happening in my mind. And I knew that there's just something so unique and special. Of course, I didn't know at the time that it was written by Kristofferson. I thought it was a Johnny Cash song. But its glory really hooked me into music even deeper than I was as a youngster. And I treasure that song today.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to die.
Kris Kristofferson was born June 22nd, 1936. His father was a high-ranking military officer, and the family moved around a bit when Kris was young. His father eventually rose to the rank of Major General in the Air Force. Kris spent his youth around San Mateo, California, and eventually matriculated to Pomona College to study writing. His early dream, and one he carried on for several years, was to become a novelist. At college, he excelled at football, track, and rugby, and he and his classmates were responsible for reviving the Claremont Colleges, a group of colleges out there that includes Pomona, the Claremont Colleges Rugby Club in 1958, and it remains a Southern California rugby institution today. Kristofferson was awarded a Rhodes Scholarship to the University of Oxford. He went to study at Merton College. While there, he was awarded a blue for boxing, kind of like a varsity letter, played rugby for his college, and began writing songs. He got married while he was in England and gave a brief shot at breaking into the British scene with manager Larry Parnes, who was an early impresario and manager on the UK rock scene, but it didn't amount to much. Kristofferson's family pressured him into joining the military after he returned to the U.S., and he did, eventually learning how to fly helicopters and spending time on assignment in West Germany. His father wanted him to continue his military career and climb the ranks, but Kristofferson decided to give music a shot and left the Army, moving to Nashville. During that time, he held odd jobs. One of them was flying helicopters for an oil company in Louisiana. Here's a quote that Kristofferson said about that time. He said, "That was about 3 years before I started performing, before people started cutting my songs. I would work a week down here in Louisiana, sitting on an oil platform and flying helicopters. Then I'd go back down to Nashville at the end of the week and spend a week up there trying to pitch the songs. Then come back down and write songs for another week. I remember, helped me make it through the night, I wrote sitting on top of an oil platform. I wrote Bobby McGee down here as well, and a lot of them." Me and Bobby McGee, of course, a famous song for Kristofferson was first cut by Roger Miller. Of course, the version that made it famous was released in 1971, a posthumous release from Janis Joplin, and it was a number one hit on the Billboard chart that year, making the song only the second posthumous release number one single in U.S. chart history, after Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. For me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world.
Janis, right there, there's something sweet and heartbreaking about the way she sings that song that's so tender. Just love it. Just love it. Christopherson was determined to become a songwriter living in Nashville, but he ran into some trouble at first. He drank heavily, and after a time, his parents, who cared absolutely not for country music, disowned him, and they wrote him a letter that partially stated, nobody over the age of 14 listens to that kind of music, and if they did, they wouldn't be somebody we would want to know. By 69, he was divorced. He lost his job on the oil rigs because he was doing a little too much drinking. But after a stretch where he was really, really down in the dumps, things started to look up. The song, Roger Miller cut three of his songs, as did artist Bobby Bear, Sammy Smith, Ray Price, and others. This was in, and then after a great deal of trying to get in touch with his one of his heroes, Johnny Cash, he did something even bolder to get his attention. He landed a helicopter in Johnny Cash's yard. Now, Johnny Cash tells the story that Christopherson came out of the helicopter with a cassette tape in one hand and a beer in the other, although Christopherson doesn't remember Johnny being home at the time. But it was a tape that he did get to him. It was Sunday Morning Coming Down, and that song won the Country Music Association Song of the Year. His debut album came out in 1970, just called Christopherson, and it included a few new songs as well as many of the hits that have been covered by others. It sold poorly at first, but would become a success the following year after it was re-released under the title Me and Bobby McGee. This is the time that Christopherson's career really began to take off. People were covering his songs. He was getting a lot of attention, a lot of publicity for his talent. In 1971, he released his second album with the song Loving Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again, which is a great, great song. And wasn't too long after that, he made his acting debut in a film called The Last Movie, which was directed by Dennis Hopper. He won a Grammy Award for the song Help Me Make It Through the Night. And his fourth album, Jesus Was a Capricorn, initially didn't sell too well, but by the time the third single was released, it became a pretty big success. And it was at this time that he really had the peak of his career with a song called Why Me. Ended up with a million-selling record and a gold disc.
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know. Try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through.
Christopherson with Why Me right there. I'd like to read to you now a little something from Laura Barton, a writer who published a, I think, very thoughtful obituary or memoir, reminiscence, however you like to put it, on Kris Kristofferson in The Guardian. And she wrote the following, quote, "What he developed was a songwriting style that rests on the tension between that toughness and a deep sensuality. There is in his loosened hair ribbon of Help Me Make It Through the Night, and in the frying chicken of Sunday Morning Coming Down, in the quiet human desolation that runs through so many of his lyrics. Play Kristofferson's version of Me and Bobby McGee, and you'll hear it there too. How it becomes a song that rests not so much on the voice, but the verses, played slower, more loping in his take, and sung with a gentle resignation. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, he sings, like someone who knows the taste of both. In his hands, the song growing somehow thicker and more intricate.
I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday.
Of course, in the mid-70s, there was a long string of films that Christofferson acted in, and he continued to act in many, many films throughout his life. The peak probably being A Star is Born, a 1976 romantic drama. He received the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor. We won't go into too much of his film career here, but there's lots you can read about out there. In the 80s, Christofferson joined up with Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Waylon Jennings to form the supergroup The Highwaymen. So a bunch of country outlaw kind of dudes, and of course Johnny Cash there as well, and the album was a success. It was a big hit with the country crowd, of course, the outlaw country crowd, and all kinds of folks. The song Highwayman, written by Jimmy Webb, was the lead single. Also a song featured on their Christofferson song called They Killed Him, a tribute to Christofferson's heroes Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Mahatma Gandhi. They did a second album, Highwaymen 2, in 1990. And by the time 85, 86 had rolled around, Christofferson was already inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in Nashville. And pretty amazing. He had become pretty much a legend by that point, and continued to be on the scene. He continued to play, continued to appear, and do all kinds of things, and remained, you know, at the top of his game for many, many years, and was still performing near the end of his life. And one of the favorite things that he did near the end of his career, at least for me, even though it's a small thing, is his appearance in the movie Blaze, where he plays Blaze's father, and also made a very memorable appearance in 2018 at Joni Mitchell's 75th birthday celebration, where he sang the song A Case of You with Brandi Carlile.
I'm as constant as a northern star, and I sit constantly in the darkness. Where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice.
In your revival, I like, oh, rewind. a case of you, darling. And I would still be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet.
In a box of paints, yeah. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid.
Christopherson announced his retirement in 2021, so it wasn't that long ago until he stopped performing, and a final concert was held in Florida on February 5th, 2020, timing just before the pandemic. And he passed in Hawaii, as I said, in Maui at his home on September 28th. Christopherson once said that he would like to have the first three lines of Leonard Cohen's Bird on the Wire on his tombstone. And whether or not that will be the case, we'll have to wait and see. But a legend in pretty much any way you look at it. You could even say so from the film industry, and certainly as a songwriter and as a musician, as a Nashville personality, and as an all-around music personality. Rest in power to you, Kris Kristofferson. I'd like to close this episode now by, of course, echoing that sentiment. Rest in power, Kris Kristofferson, from all of us at the Suburbs Pod. And I want to play out with a song that's probably my favorite cover of a Kris Kristofferson song, and since it's our podcast, we can do that, and we will. This is a song by a band called Souled American, S-O-U-L-E-D. If you don't know them, I would recommend becoming familiar, and they are doing a song here that's fitting, I think, called Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends. With that, rest in power, Kris. We will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even once starred in a movie with Pee Wee Herman.